Glory to God. We welcome you to podcast 33 of Setting the Standard of God's Excellence in Our Lives. My name is Pastor Helen Price. As we begin today's podcast, as always, we pray that God Himself this day will meet you and your loved ones at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. As a point of contact and agreement, please lay your hands upon yourself as I pray just for you and your loved ones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to and bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all injury, weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort, bondage, and every adverse habit from off of you and your loved ones, and command it to leave you and yours now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and declare over you and your loved ones, let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, deliverance, recreated miracles, and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let you be blessed to be a blessing unto others. And if you're in agreement with this prayer, please say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I receive this. Today we will continue with the last part of the introduction to the benefits of speaking with other tongues. Remember that speaking with other tongues is very important, valuable, and needful in our daily lives and in the work of the ministry. We saw that each time in the Word, when ones were baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit, they spoke with other tongues. In Acts 2, verse 1 through 4, Acts 10, verse 45 through 47, and Acts 19, verse 1 through 6. Also, the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 18, I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. However, we learned that although speaking with other tongues is an important evidence of being filled with the precious Holy Spirit, it is not the only evidence. We saw very clearly in 1 Corinthians 13 and verses 1 and 2, that though we speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, we would become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. In other words, we would just be making a lot of noise. So one of the greatest evidences of being baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit is the evidence of a great love for God, for His people, and a great love for His program. Remember also that because a person speaks with other tongues, it is not an indication that they're truly walking close to God and are truly obedient unto Him. In 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 7, it says that the Spirit-filled Christians at Corinth were not behind in any spiritual gifts, and that included speaking with other tongues. Yet, there were some serious problems going on in the lives of the Corinthians that the Apostle Paul had to address. In 1 Corinthians 3 and verses 1 through 3, Paul told them that among them there was envy and strife and divisions. He said, are you not carnal and walk as mere men? In 1 Corinthians 5, chapter verses 1 through 2, it says, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. And 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 10 says, gives a very strong warning to spirit-filled, tongue-talking believers. It says, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Remember, we learned that speaking with other tongues is very important, valuable, and needful in our daily lives and in the work of the ministry, but it is not the only evidence of being baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit. As we end this broadcast today, may you continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, and may His standard of excellence be set in every area of your life. Remember that the Word of God says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This day, if you're not sure of your salvation, please say with me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of all my sins. I give my heart and life to you. Lord, I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to baptize and fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, love, might, ability, and strength. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today.